What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. And finally, make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. UEFA Super Cup preview here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, along with our first look at the Champions League futures for this season. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. To get my additional content, follow the Twitter account LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. LockBetting.com is my premium pay service that has delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. And we had a red hot start to the season with our soccer picks. As you guys know, if you listen to the EPL show, the Leans ended up going 8-1 and the official plays did very well this weekend as well. So we're off to a solid start here in the month of August. There's still time for you guys to sign up. There's still time to get those soccer futures. We've yet to release our futures for Serie A and La Liga. They'll be released this week. And of course, the Champions League as well. And of course, the NFL futures will be released this month too. So plenty of stuff with the futures plays, domestic soccer action and the US Open tennis still to come. And you can get involved over at lockbetting.com. If you want to do your research, look at the pinned tweet at lockbetting.com. You can see the P&L for the month of July. If you want to see other P&Ls, go down to the tags at the bottom. They say things like soccer, tennis, NBA, etc. One of them says P&L. Click the P&L tab and you can see all of the other previous P&Ls. You can see the type of bets that we do, the stakes, the sports, and most importantly, the members' comments down the bottom, verifying the fact that this service has genuinely delivered 110 months in a row of transparent track profit. Of course, I always say we don't do ridiculous plays, so this should be a service for everybody. You won't see a 5-unit five-star play, a 10-unit max, a 20-unit whale, none of that garbage. All sensible staking. You should be able to get on all the sports. As I said, do your research, look at the spreadsheets, look at all the old spreadsheets. And as I said, the members' comments at the bottom verify the fact that this service really has delivered what we said. And as I said, you can still be a part of it this month. You can still get all of those futures. You can even get the old futures that we posted last week because the prices would not have moved significantly in the EPL off the back of 1 week unless suddenly you think Liverpool are out of the title race and Manchester City are going to win it comfortably. Obviously, there has been some line movement in that particular department. But what I'm saying is nothing is unbackable off the back of match day one. So moving on with this show, where we will primarily be focusing on the Super Cup that happens tomorrow between the Champions League winners and the Europa League winners. It's Real Madrid versus Eintracht Frankfurt. Real Madrid are significant favourites to win the game, and that has been made even more significant off the back of Eintracht Frankfurt losing their season opener. It's one thing to lose your season opener, and it's one thing to get absolutely humiliated, and that's what happened to Frankfurt. They lost at home to Bayern Munich by 6-1, and therefore there has been significant line movement for this game. Real Madrid are now the 1-2 favourites to win it in 90 minutes. It's 15-4 to draw, and it's 11-2 on Frankfurt. As for who lifts the trophy, Real Madrid are pretty much unbackable here at 1-4, with Eintracht Frankfurt available for you here at 3-1. The method of victory market sees Real Madrid, as we said, 1-2, 90 minutes, 10-1 extra time, 16-1 penalties. Frankfurt are 28-1 in extra time, and 18-1 on penalties. So with Madrid being unbackable in all departments, we are looking for another bet here for this game. I like the look of over 2.5 goals, and I also like both teams to score. Over 2.5 goals is shorter at 4-6, with the both teams to score bet here available at 10-11. Now, despite the fact that Frankfurt got absolutely smashed by Bayern Munich, they should be the fitter side here. I don't think that will be a key factor in them winning, because Real Madrid have looked pretty good so far in pre-season, but Frankfurt were getting ready for a competitive game. So I think they'll be fit enough to cause some problems, and I think they'll be able to score a goal here against Madrid. But ultimately, I fancy Madrid to win it. Madrid have a good record in the Super Cup. They have won 3 of the last 4 UEFA Super Cups that they have played in, and 2 of those wins have come in 90 minutes. As I said, Frankfurt was smashed 6-1 at home by Bayern at the weekend and are likely to struggle here against another quality outfit. Despite having a fitness edge, Real Madrid have enjoyed a strong preseason, and they've just beaten Juve 2-0 in their last friendly. However, both teams have scored in each of the last 7 UEFA Super Cups. So that's strong data for a play that's priced up at 10-11 minus 110. And this Frankfurt side have scored in all of their European games last season, including 4 against La Liga teams. So this is the best La Liga team out there. It doesn't matter to me how many players Barcelona signed, because Barcelona are making themselves a top-heavy team. And we will talk about that in the La Liga Futures preview that will be released in the next 48 hours. But for me, this is still the best team in Spain, because this is the best team in Europe officially, because they are the Champions League winners, and the Champions League winners do usually win this, and they should win it against a team who got battered 6-1 at the weekend. I think there'll be goals here. I think over 2.5 goals is a strong play. I think taking Real Madrid on the money line and tacking on over 2.5 goals is one way to go. But I can't ignore the fact that both teams to score is available at 10-11 minus 110 when it is something that has happened in the last 7 UEFA Cup games, UEFA Super Cup games. So we're going to ride that data, and we're going to go for 8 in a row here, as Real Madrid, the better team, look to beat the weaker team in Frankfurt, who will still have a fitness advantage despite the fact that they were absolutely hammered by Bayern Munich. And it wouldn't be totally surprising to see the same here, because of course Bayern Munich are a quality outfit who are far better than Frankfurt on paper, and you expect the same from Real Madrid here. But we'll just be hoping for a Frankfurt goal to aid us here with our main selection for this game. So as we move on from the Super Cup, not too much more to say on that. We will have a brief look at next season's Champions League. Of course, Real Madrid won it last season, and they did it as a largely unfancied team. They were underdogs in every single round last time when they played. They were underdogs when they came up against PSG. They were underdogs against Chelsea. They were huge underdogs against Manchester City. And they were underdogs in the final as well. But they managed to navigate every single round. Yes, of course, they rode their luck at times. They had a lot of luck winning it. But it's better to be lucky than good. And you were getting that feeling at some stage in that tournament that Real Madrid's name was on the trophy. I certainly wasn't going to back against them in the final. And this is nothing to do with my dislike of Liverpool. I genuinely just felt like the route that they'd taken, sometimes you just feel like a team are a team of destiny. And that was the feel that we got with Real Madrid last season. So as we go into this campaign, it's pretty much the same picture that we've seen for the last few seasons. Manchester City are the favourites to win it again. They are priced up at 11-4. That's the best price that's available on them. Paris Saint-Germain come into the season as the 6-1 joint second favourites to win it, along with Liverpool, who are also priced up here at 6-1. You then get Bayern Munich at 8-1, with Barcelona available at 12-1. They are ahead of Real Madrid in the market, last season's winners, who are available here at 14-1. It's 22-1 on Chelsea. It's 25-1 on Tottenham. Inter Milan at 44-1. Juventus here available at 55-1. Atletico Madrid also 55-1. AC Milan at 75-1. Ajax at 100-1. And everybody else, including Dortmund, Leipzig, Sevilla, Napoli, are all over 125-1. So I'd love to make a case for those teams down the bottom, but I just can't. I think Napoli are going to be a different team without Koulibaly. I think Sevilla are better in the Europa League. I think Leipzig, they've got a very, very good young team, but I can't see them challenge for the Champions League. And I think Dortmund, without Haaland, I think they've signed some good pieces, but I think for them, it's just a case of getting back into the Champions League. And Ajax, be interested to see how they'll do without Erik ten Hag, but I can't make a case for them either. Can't make a case for AC Milan. Phenomenal achievement winning Serie A last season, but I don't think they're going to be contenders in the Champions League. Can't make a case for Juve. They seem a little bit all over the place. Atletico Madrid, they're not going to win the Champions League until they find a way to utilise their attackers. This sitting back and being negative and trying to steal games is never going to work for them. Inter Milan, I think their priority will be winning Serie A again, but I think out of the Italian teams, they could possibly pose the most threat. Tottenham, for me, they are a dark horse because last season they were unbeaten against both Manchester City and Liverpool. And if you can do that, you can be a threat in the Champions League over two legs. In fact, they had a 100% record against Manchester City last season, beating them twice. So to see them at 25-1, that's a big price for Tottenham. I also think 22-1 is a big price for Chelsea because they can beat anybody on their day. They won the Champions League a couple of years ago and they got to two cup finals last year, only losing on penalties to Liverpool, who are very lucky. I think Real Madrid at 14-1 is ridiculous, coming off the back of winning it last season, being the most successful team in the history of the Champions League as well. I think Barcelona at 12-1 is ridiculous for other reasons because they're not winning the Champions League. I don't think they're winning La Liga either. They've made some serious top-heavy signings. Yeah, they're going to score loads and loads of goals. They may score 100 goals a season, but they're going to concede 50, I believe, in the league as well. So I think that's going to be their Achilles heel. I don't think they've got enough protection for that back four. I understand that they bought Koundé in, but Koundé's a player who mostly operates from the right-hand side. I know he can be a right-sided centre-back, but he also can operate as a right-sided player. He's a footballing centre-back that likes to go forward. I'm not completely sold on Koundé's defensive skills. Individually, he's a great signing, but coming into this unit, is he going to play alongside Gerard Piqué? Who's he going to play alongside? What's the defence going to be? What's the formation going to be? Who's going to protect that back four? It's difficult for me to visualise it until I see it. Obviously, you've got Kessié there from AC Milan. He may provide some protection, but then you've got six attackers that you need to get in and around the team, or at least give them enough game time. I understand you're not going to play six at once, but you've just managed to sign Dembele and make him take a pay cut. How are you going to get him in? How are you going to get the prodigy Fati in? Because Fati's obviously lauded as the next Messi, which is a big, big statement. But still, that's the level that he's at. How are you going to get him in the team? What do you do with Aubameyang? How's Lewandowski not going to start every single game? It's a big problem at Barcelona and they need to fix that. And I just don't feel that it's going to be conducive to them winning the Champions League. Bayern Munich, we saw at the weekend, they won 6-1. They've managed to replace Lewandowski and they're going to implement the false nine, which is a little bit more in line with what Nagelsmann has done previously. I think they'll be more of a threat this season. And obviously the big three are the big three. Liverpool get to the final on a regular basis. Manchester City are by far the best squad in this competition. And PSG, again, I don't think they should be second favourites. Yes, you've got Mbappe, Messi and Neymar. And last season, that was enough for people to get overexcited and immediately install them as favourites. That was proven wrong. I've seen no reason why they should be second favourites this season. They've still got those same three players, but they've still got the same three problems. They're a top-heavy team. They don't have the depth around the rest of the squad. They've now not got rid of Pochettino and have a new manager in there, but no other manager has managed to win a Champions League. And I just don't see it being very different this season. So as for who I'm tipping for it, early doors, I think Tottenham are a big price, but I can't look past Manchester City. I think if they find a way to utilise Haaland, and I've only watched one game, but at the weekend, they utilised Haaland. They scored two goals. If they manage to utilise him here in the Champions League, and bearing in mind he's a regular scorer in the Champions League already at this stage of his career, then it's very, very difficult to look past them. They've had some horrendous luck. They should have won the Champions League already. They should not have been eliminated against Tottenham in the previous year, back in 2019. They should not have been eliminated against Real Madrid. They should not have lost the final against Chelsea. These are all things where Manchester City have snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. I don't know how long that can continue to happen. I feel that it's a big, big season for them now with Haaland there. You seem to have all the pieces in place. I've had a solid back line for a few years. People are critical of Manchester City's defence, and I can see that criticism coming in because you shipped three goals against Real Madrid. You conceded two goals pretty much in injury time to go out of the competition last season. But I think the big difference there was when Kyle Walker went out, and obviously injuries can change anything. If we look at an NFL betting pick, for example, and the quarterback is imperative to that team winning, let's say Aaron Rodgers goes down for Green Bay, then Green Bay are not only going to not make it to the playoffs, they're going to have a losing season. That they're going to end up going like 4-13. That's how key he is. And obviously, all of that needs to be factored in. But if we're looking at this team picking up no injuries, if we're looking at their first 11, if we're looking at Walker and Cancelo being the players out wide, we're looking at Edison in goal, we're looking at a partnership of Stones and Diaz, or Diaz and Laporte, if we're looking at Rodri protecting this back four with De Bruyne and Gundogan in front of them, if you're looking at the wide players being Grealish and Mahrez with Haaland down the middle, if you're looking at this team being the team that mostly plays the Champions League this season, then I cannot see past Manchester City. I actually tweeted out the other day that it's reached a point where I believe that six of these Manchester City players could be in the World 11. That's how genuinely strong I believe they are. I think Diaz is one of the best two centre-backs for sure. I think Cancelo and Walker are the best two full-backs in the world. I can't think of a better holding player than Rodri. I can't think of a more prolific striker than Haaland as far as the number nine goes. Yes, Lewandowski could go into that argument, and people can still argue that Lewandowski is currently still better than Haaland. But ultimately, if that's your opinion, that's fine. But inevitably, that will change. Be it this season or next season or the season after that, the best number nine in the world is going to play for Manchester City if he already doesn't. So I think this is the year. I think from what I saw at the weekend, although it's very, very early, it looks like that signing is going to click for them. And if that's the case, I can't see them blowing it this season. So getting Manchester City now at 11-4, in my opinion, does provide you some solid value. So that concludes your very early look at the Champions League outright markets, and of course your UEFA Super Cup preview. Our main lean there was on both teams to score. If it happens, it will be the eighth Super Cup in a row that has occurred. Don't forget to check out all of the additional content this week. Of course, we will have an EPL show at the weekend looking at match day two. But Serie A is also back, so look out for two episodes of Scommessa Italia, one for match day one and one looking at the outright futures markets. We'll also be putting a futures show out for La Liga. We'll also be putting out another episode of BetMUFC. We'll also be putting out an EPL bonus show looking back at match day one. We won't be looking back at every single match day on a weekly basis, but obviously there was a long, long wait for match day one, and there are going to be some hot takes coming out of it. I've seen some stuff on Twitter about this team are going down, and it looks like another shitty season for Man United, and what's wrong with Liverpool. And yeah, let's look at all of this stuff. Let's look at how good Tottenham actually are. Let's look at what happened with Liverpool. Let's look at how bad Man United are. Let's look at if Nottingham Forest are already going down. Let's look at if Newcastle are the real deal. So we're going to do a show for that. And of course, one of the most important shows I'll be putting out this week is your soccer tutorial. A while back, we did soccer in 20. We did it in two parts. I still get loads of questions about this bet and that bet and the Asian markets. Well, we're going to cover that with another soccer tutorial. So lots of stuff coming out this week. But until then, good luck with all of your bets as always. And thanks for listening.